This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government has taken slew of measures for the welfare of poor people, resulting in the upliftment of 25 crore people from poverty. Replying to the discussion in Lok Sabha yesterday on motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of the Parliament, the Prime Minister said, "It has been possible only because of this government's commitment, dedication and hard work." Mr. Modi assured that his government is working to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by emphasizing on 100% saturation of schemes. He termed the President's address as inspiring, which strengthens resolve of Viksit Bharat, gives new hope and inspires people. Prime Minister also recalled various steps which have been taken to provide tax incentives to the middle class.
बीते 10 साल में इनकम टैक्स को कम करके भी हमने मिडिल क्लास की बचत को बढ़ाने का काम किया है 2013-14 में 2 लाख रुपए पर इनकम टैक्स माफी थी और आज 12 लाख रुपए इनकम टैक्स से मुक्ति और हमने बीच के कालखंड में भी 14 में भी 17 में भी 19 में भी 23 में भी हम लगातार ये करते आए
The Prime Minister said his government has increased the job opportunities for the youth of the country. Mr. Modi added that initiatives like the development of artificial intelligence in India have been prioritized by his government. Later, the House adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address with voice vote. Delhi is all set to vote today for the 70-member assembly. Voting will take place from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with over 1.56 crore voters set to cast their ballots for 699 candidates. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. In view of voting, the Election Commission has directed all general, police and expenditure observers to remain in the field and monitor closely, including in border areas, throughout the night. They are tasked with ensuring strict adherence to the Model Code of Conduct. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, has appealed the voters of the national capital to participate in the Festival of Democracy by casting their vote. India has made significant progress in mobile and electronics manufacturing in the last 10 years. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that there were only 2 mobile manufacturing units in 2014 and now the country has over 300 units. He added that exports also crossed 1,29,000 crore rupees. The minister highlighted that mobile phone manufacturing in India has generated 12 lakh direct and indirect jobs in the past decade. Mr. Vaishnav noted that the Make in India program is driving self-reliance, boosting production and creating jobs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was attended by Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and other senior officials. In the last review meeting held last month, the Union Home Minister had directed all security agencies to adopt a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and work in a coordinated manner to eliminate terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Embassy in Libya facilitated the return of 18 Indian nationals from Benghazi, Libya. They are scheduled to arrive today. In a social media post, spokesperson of External Affairs Ministry Ranthir Jaiswal said that these individuals had travelled to Libya for work and had been stranded for several weeks. He said that the embassy worked closely with the local authorities, assisting the Indian workers with the necessary authorization and travel documents. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj today. He will take a holy dip at the Sangam and offer prayers to Ma Ganga. The Mahakumbh 2025, which commenced on Posh Purnima, 13th January, is the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, attracting devotees from across the globe. The Mahakumbh will continue until Mahashivratri on 26th February. Shuttler Anmol Kharab of Haryana continued her impressive run to win gold in women's singles, while Tamil Nadu's K. Satish Kumar claimed the men's singles as well as doubles title at the 38th National Games at Dehradun yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.